Just disappointed, gutted, you know, gutted for a lot of people there. Disappointed because, you know, they had a real, you know, club there. Barry Ayne, I think we looked at it not so long ago, me and Tomo, when we, you know, when you see everything, what's going on. I think he had 6 managers in how many years he had it for. 11, I think it might have been, or something like that, or I don't know, it might have been longer. And, you know, the one who's in charge now has had over 13 in 3 years. You know, it's just not, and that's what happens to clubs. If you do that, you know, clubs will, you know, be in, you know, in ruin, and that's what you're seeing with them. And it's just so sad to see, because of all the good people I met while they were there, all the people behind the, you know, in the stadium who worked there and worked tirelessly, and I've been there for years and years, and I got Leighton Orient running through the blood and the veins, and it's just so sad.
Has it become the impossible job?
It's going to be tough for them, but you know, never say never, and they'll keep fighting. Hopefully they will, for themselves as players, and then for obviously the people who matter there. Look, I'd like to see them get out of it, but as you said, it looks almost impossible now, especially with Danny Webb, you know, resigning in the last 48 hours.
Must be gutted for him.
Yeah, devastated, because I think if he would have been allowed to just get on with his job and do it, and without any distractions from above, then he might have had a real chance of getting up, because, you know, you could see that the lads were playing for him. They wanted to do well for him, he's just not been able to. And as I said, it just becomes what, like, an impossible job, and impossible to be a manager there.